Okay, just starting off, injuries that I'll update you guys on. I mean, as far as who wasn't able to finish practice, Lucas Nix, Johnny Jones, Vance Walker, and Brandon Bear, all those guys weren't able to finish practice. It's really, at the end of the day, it's the normal bumps and bruises that you get in training camp, and we'll see how long it takes them to get back. But, you know, that's day two in pads, so some of those things, you know, you got to be able to deal with, and it's a next man up philosophy and get the next guy ready. I thought was the tempo was good. I thought it was a nice aggressive practice. We're trying to, you know, develop an identity as being a tough physical football team, and training camp's where you get that done. So been pleased so far with the way training camp's gone. We got another practice tomorrow, and then we'll give them a day off after that. So.
Anytime in Gaither, is that a response to the guys that have been hurt, or is that a guy that you've been keeping your eye on?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, anytime you get guys that have played for you and understand what your system is, you know, you want to make sure you understand where they're at. You know, we kind of call them Tidewater guys. You know, it's like calling up the AAA guy to come up to the major. So, and he was a guy that we felt good about the way he played for us last year, coming in, you know, towards the middle end of the year and at the end of the day started some games for us at the end of the year. So I think anytime you have those guys, you got to pay attention to where they're at. And when you have injuries, you got to come in and fill some spots. And we had a couple extra roster spots where we could make it available for him.
Also, with a guy like that, he helps because he can play anywhere there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think his versatility is good for us. You know, he spent a lot of time at Mike linebacker. That's where we played him today, and that's where we'll start him out. But he's a smart enough player and versatile enough player that he can play a couple different positions for us.
Anytime a guy who misses as much time as Jacoby Ford has, misses a practice, is there anything you'd be real concerned about?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a little bit more of a precautionary deal. But yeah, you know, we need Jacoby out here. And he's missed a lot of time, and he's got to get some work. I thought he had a couple good days of practice, so it's unfortunate that he's a little bit nicked up. But I don't anticipate him being out real long.
You talked about Nick Roach the other day, and now with the signing of Gaither. How do you feel about that linebacking group as a whole?
Well, I still feel good about it. You know, I mean, obviously, it would be good if we could get Miles Burris back out here and if Kaluka was able to be back out here. But I feel good about the linebackers that we have. I think we got a good solid core guys. And I think not only from a depth standpoint defensively, but I think the fact that they're going to be able to help us on special teams is a good thing.
Coach, like we know that Casa didn't play a lot of tight end in college, and it looks like Al Sonner is kind of taken under his wing, and he's a huge target. Can you talk about his progress?
Well, he's way behind right now. He's way behind because he missed all the offseason with a hamstring. So he's got a lot of catching up to do. I like his potential. He's a big physical player, and he's got some pass receiving ability. But again, you know, it's even more of a it's even more of a big deal, the fact that, you know, he's relatively young at the position. So we'll evaluate him as he goes. The good news is he's out here, he's competing, he's working, and we're going to give him a chance to get better and see what he can do.
You guys like a Gaither who just came in, basically off the couch, I'm sure he's been keeping in shape and everything like that. And even CO, who wasn't here the other day, be able to work on the first day of in pads. Do you just throw them out there full time, or are you just easing back in to guard against coming in cold?
Well, I think with the depth that we were at linebacker with some of the injuries, you know, Omar had to go in there and play, and he took a significant amount of reps today. So I think you take him on a case by case basis. We worked Omar out beforehand, and you know, it's obvious that he's been working and staying in shape. So that really wasn't an issue there.
When you look at Josh Cribbs, I mean, his work as a return man is obviously not unquestionable, but he really gets animated and excited when he talks about playing on your coverage teams. Number one, how rare is that to see a guy who's a kick returner double up as a coverage guy? And what you see on tape, how good of a coverage guy can he be?
Well, first of all, I'd say this. I think it's important for everybody to really understand what their role is on the football team. And I think Josh Cribbs really understands that his role on this football team is as a special teams player first. And he embraces that role. And I think you mentioned it, you know, he's excellent in all phases of special teams, not just as a return man. And I think that's what makes a guy like him valuable, you know. So we're going to continue to let him work. We're going to make sure we get primarily the special teams work with him, work him in a little bit on offense, and try to get him, you know, back to full health.
Is there a risk when you, as good as he is as a kick returner, is there a risk exposing him?
Well, I think anytime you play the game of football, there's a risk. You know, I mean, but you can't play the game scared. You know, injuries are part of the game. So we go out there and play, and he's just as valuable to us on our coverage units as he is on our return units. So, you know, we got to let him go out there and play.
When it comes to your nickelbacks, would you like to have more of a specialist in that role, or is it something where you can bring somebody in from the outside, maybe even a guy like DJ to maybe fit into a spot like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously it's a whole different world in there in the nickel. You know, it's really a unique position because it's obviously a corner position, but yet it's part linebacker too. So it takes a special ability in there, kind of a unique skill set inside in the slot, and not just from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental standpoint. So I think right now we're going to leave DJ outside, let him get comfortable playing outside. We've been working, you know, primarily Hosilio Hansen and Tracy Porter inside in the nickel.
DJ yesterday, I think he looked like he was trying to get in on a drill, and he was told, no, not today. Today he had the black jersey on, and it looked like he almost reluctantly put the red one on. Is he requesting to get in?
He wants to go.
Yeah.
He wants to go, and I think that's a great thing about him. You know, I mean, that really speaks to the type of guys that we're trying to bring in here, guys that, you know, they love football. They want to practice. Playing football is fun. You know, we most of these guys started playing football when they were, you know, elementary school, and that's all they really know. And so, you know, he's that type of guy, and I'm excited about the fact that, you know, he's ready, mentally and physically. You know, he's ready, but we're gonna take a little bit more of the cautious side on that and make sure he's totally ready before we put him into contact drills.
Do you think you'd see him in a preseason game at some point?
Oh yeah, he'll play in the preseason.
Okay. Is Hayden gonna wear anything? Any padding or,
you know, I don't know that we've really even discussed that. When we get ready to, you know, kind of let him take on contact for the first time, we'll, as we get closer to that, we'll start discussing that a little bit more. But I don't foresee, you know, any issues with that. I think you know, when you talk to the doctors and when you talk to DJ, I mean, you know, I think he's fine. Yeah, I thought it was better. And what we got to be able to do is keep stacking bricks on top of each other. You know, we're trying to build a foundation with this football team of what type of team we're going to be. And we're trying to find guys that can go out and make plays for us. And, you know, we've got to continue to be able to do that. And that's what we expect. We expect guys to go out and make plays because that's what you do in the NFL.
How do you think C.O. Moore did today?
I thought he did fine. I thought he did well. You know, he's still working, you know, a couple of the different positions, and so, but I've been impressed with the way CO's gone about his business. I think he's going to be a player for us.
In just one day, to sometimes even just the one day kind of slow progress a little bit for a guy.
Anytime you miss, especially as a rookie, you know, it slows it down, and so, you know, it's important for all these guys to be out here.
Coach, speaking of rookies, I know Tyler Wilson has a habit of patting the ball before he throws it, which some people think will slow down delivery. Are you working on him with that, or do you care about that?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to make sure that you're mechanically sound as a quarterback, and that's something that you work on. But we're primarily focused more on making sure he understands where to go with the football and that he can throw the ball with timing and accuracy.
Was there a point last season where you thought that it really clicked for Rod Streeter? He was talking about mid-season, he really felt.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you know, as a rookie, as you go throughout the season, you get more comfortable. But I saw something really in Rod Streeter when I watched the tapes of him at Temple. Okay. I mean, there's a football player there. When you sit down and visit with a guy and you understand the things that motivate him and how much he loves the game of football, you know, I didn't have any doubt that he was going to be, you know, a pretty decent player for us.
Coach, after 2 days in pads, how's the offensive line?
I think they've been physical, you know, and I think that's the type of mentality that we're trying to develop with them, and they've taken to it. They enjoy that. They're looking forward to getting back to a you know, a little bit more of a, you know, run off the football and try to knock people around type of game. So we'll continue to evaluate it as it goes along. But I think so far for the first few days of camp, I've liked what I've seen.